The business news starts with a change at the New York Stock Exchange. That stock exchange was a not-for-profit exchange until yesterday. For the first time, investors could also buy shares in the exchange itself. NPR's Jim Zeroli examines how things went for the new public company that is trading under the ticker symbol NYX.
In a ceremonial move, the first shares of New York Stock Exchange Group were sold to company chairman Marshall Carter and John Thain, the chief executive. Thain is the driving force behind this transition in the way the exchange operates. First, the exchange merged with electronic trading firm Archipelago Holdings. Then yesterday, it formally became a for-profit company. Investors reacted with enthusiasm. By the end of the day, the shares in the company were 25% higher than where they started. In an interview on CNBC, Thain said a high share price would help the new company in the years ahead.
And that's really one of the reasons why we needed to do this transaction. We needed that public currency. If we're going to compete in a global basis, as markets start to consolidate, we need that currency.
The changes that took place yesterday were widely called historic. Before, the exchange's member firms were also its owners. Now the exchange has to answer to shareholders, who will put pressure on the organization to make more money. Ben Steele watches the markets at the Council on Foreign Relations.
And all the evidence of the past 15 years or so really shows us that electronic trading is much more cost-effective for investors and makes more money for exchanges.
Steele says that means the exchange will have to expedite its efforts to move away from the floor-based trading system that is so familiar to TV viewers. That's where the purchase of the electronic trading system Archipelago this week comes in. These changes aren't popular with everyone, especially with the floor brokers and other employees who would lose out if less floor-based trading takes place. As the new company began trading yesterday, there were cheers from the floor, but also some booing. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.